Welcome to the Vital Dawn Podcast for Monday, February 5th. U.S. equity futures are trading down about 25 basis points for all three indices, so that's 13 S&P points, that's 107 Dow points, and that's about 40 NASDAQ points. In Europe, you're looking at the major indices trading essentially unchanged overall, with outperformance in Europe in staples, banks, real estate, healthcare, utilities, and then underperformance in energy, telecom, chemicals, basic resources, industrials, and autos. You have a few earnings-linked moves in Europe. UniCredit, the big Italian bank, is surging after earnings. And then Nordea Bank, Vodafone, and Delivery Hero are all trading down on earnings updates. And then Santander is getting hit hard on an FT report talking about involvement in helping Iran circumvent sanctions. And then in Asia, it's kind of more of the same. So more gains in Japan. The Nikkei rallied about 50 basis points. And then China continues to struggle. The Shanghai comp dropped 1%. Hang Seng fell about 15 basis points. You had some more rhetoric over the weekend from Chinese officials, making suggestive and supportive comments about markets, about actions they could take in the future, et cetera, et cetera. I think increasingly these words are falling on deaf ears. Sentiment is about as bad as it could get towards Chinese equities. A big problem or a big overhang is just the risk of a second Trump term. You had Trump over the weekend talking again about, tariffs of 60% on Chinese imports. So that's another, enormous overhang on Chinese sentiment. We will get the start of the China tech earnings season this week with Alibaba Wednesday morning. So obviously be an important data point. So just quickly looking at the major news items. So Powell on 60 Minutes last night, largely reiterated his message from Wednesday, which was more hawkish than the present market narrative around rate policy, downplaying again the potential for a March rate cut, but also noting that rate cuts are coming. It's a matter of when, not if, and that, they are very happy and pleased with the trajectory of inflation. They just want to see data continue along on this present path for a bit longer to give them confidence about inflation being on the a sustainable path towards 2%. We're going to get the services ISM. We're going to get the Fed's senior bank loan officer survey today. But the next really important Fed data point will be this Friday with the CPI revisions. That's going to be watched extremely closely. And then next Tuesday, we get the CPI for the month of January. So those would be the next two big data points with regards to the Fed. In the Middle East, you had a variety of different steps taken, including Friday right at the close at 4 o'clock. And then over the weekend, you saw another round of attacks against Houthi targets in Yemen by the US and the UK. Oil prices are flat to down. I don't think those steps over the weekend necessarily dramatically alter the present situation. We're still waiting to hear about a potential ceasefire in Gaza. There's a lot of chatter last week. So oil get hit hard late last week on speculation that a ceasefire was going to come into effect. We're still waiting to kind of see what happens with that. You had in Washington, the Senate unveiled this much anticipated bill combining border reform with Ukraine aid. It's very unlikely to get to Biden's desk, might not even get out of the Senate, dead on arrival in the House. So we'll have to see now if there are efforts to pass a standalone Ukraine bill. There's been talk about that. Again, kind of unclear where that stands. For the calendar today, the focus will be on the macro front, like I said, the services ISM, and then the bank loan officer survey. And then there are a bunch of important earnings reports out, including before the open, Caterpillar, Estee Lauder, McDonald's, onsemi, and Tyson. And then after the close, the big one will be NXP Semiconductor. And those are all the highlights for today, Monday, February 5th. Thank you for listening.